Listening Library presents Bomb, The Race to Build and Steal the World's Most Dangerous Weapon by Steve Sheinkin. Read for you by Roy Samuelson. Prologue, May 22, 1950. He had a few more minutes to destroy 17 years of evidence. Still in pajamas, Harry Gold raced around his cluttered bedroom, pulling out desk drawers, tossing boxes out of the closet, and yanking books from the shelves. He was horrified. Everywhere he looked were incriminating papers: a plane ticket stub, a secret report, a letter from a fellow spy. Gold ripped the papers to shreds, carried two fistfuls to the bathroom, shoved them into the toilet, and flushed. Then he ran back to his bedroom, grabbed the rest of the pile, and stumbled on slippers down the stairs to the cellar, where he pushed the stuff to the bottom of an overflowing garbage can. The doorbell rang. Gold walked to the door. He took a few deep breaths, trying to slow his heartbeat, then opened the door and saw the men he expected: Federal Bureau of Investigation agents Scott Miller and Richard Brennan. They'd been questioning Gold for days, showing him pictures of known spies, demanding information about his connection to these people. Gold had admitted nothing, insisting he was what he appeared to be, a simple, hard-working chemist who lived with his father and brother and had never been far from his Philadelphia home. Unconvinced, the FBI agents had come to search his house. Gold led the way to his room. Agent Miller sat down at Gold's desk and started opening drawers, sifting.